is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to you.
Boys, I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Pa.
Well, I appreciate it. But why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
That's wonderful. Real thoughtful of you, fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday. how old am I?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song in honor of Pa?
Now, wait a minute. Now, there's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
Yeah, the bus not laughing.
B.O.V. take six.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking. This is like a baby. This is like a guy. Sound like a wino, man.
Now, mister, this time we'll call a break on the group.
B.O.B. takes up.
1, 2, 3, 4. Lunch, 1 hour. Joe.
B.O.B. takes 8.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play.
B.O.V. take 11.
Bold. Bold, you.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play. Dating means acting in a silly way. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking. Whoops. Dating makes a gal start wiggle walking.
The Don and Mike Show.
Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger on the Redskins radio station. 106.7 WJFK. Welcome back, like I said, to Don and Mike. Don and Mike live at 3, and you do want to listen. Lots of prizes to give away to you. Now, let's get back into the best of. Talking about Mike's Look Around Cafe Part 2. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Before we quiz Mike a little bit more about his restaurant, And where is it now exactly?
I'm not giving a street address after that. No way.
Why?
Because.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Come on. This is your chance for free publicity.
It's in Old Town Manassas.
Is there an address?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know what the address is.
It's on Center Street in Old Town Manassas.
Center Street in Old Town Manassas.
Center Street.
You're going to thank me for this later.
I thank you for it now.
This is...
I appreciate you talking about it.
This is something when Mike told me about this 6 or 7 months ago, I thought...
I appreciate it. It makes me feel... You know what it makes me feel like when you talk about it?
What?
It makes me feel like... Hercules. I feel like Hercules.
Because
I killed my wife, and I will kill you. I am Hercules.
It's the funniest thing, because it's...
You know, the thing, you should tell the behind-the-scene thing. That you've called me Hank for a million years.
Yeah, it is.
Ever since the Larry Sanders Show.
It's certainly not... representative of the way I feel about you all the time.
But it's...
But, oh, come on.
But it's, some of the time. And I think I am Hank-like some of the time.
You are sometimes.
I'm very much Hank-like.
Sometimes you are. We love that
when
about you,
though. When I have fights
though.
With different people on the staff, I think I can be Hank-like.
And a lot of times I've even said to Frida...
But I know I'm Hank-like.
I'll get home and she'll say, what was new at work? And I'll say, oh, Rob said this or blah, blah, blah. Oh, and Hank was telling me about the restaurant. She said, you call him Hank. She said, how would you like if he called you Larry? I said, I don't care. She said to me...
And you would be like Larry
a little.
Oh,
because you think Larry's okay. I said, oh, yeah, Larry's okay. Larry is nuts.
Neurotic.
Larry is nuts right. And neurotic.
But wouldn't you agree that there's a little of Larry in you and there's a little
sure.
of Hank in me?
Absolutely.
I think it's... I mean, it's weird.
It's,
you know, it's...
too
it's,
funny.
There are times that...
Life imitates art.
It does. And it, but it really... I think it bugs me a little bit, you know, because it just... Sometimes I think when I hear some of those Hank clips, it's...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It's disturbing. It's highly disturbing.
Yeah. Listen, it's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny. I've been dying for 6 months. I've been saying to Mike behind the scenes, how's it going on the cafe, the Look Around Cafe? And they
right.
said, don't know about opening in March 17th. Don't know. They said, yep. everything's okay.
But now we're open. It's just we're changing the name. And
right.
Actually, we weren't sure whether we were going to do that.
O'Mara's.
Yes.
That's it.
That's cool.
That's it. So let me see. Oh, you offered bottled water? Because, you know, I'm worried about lead in my water.
I don't think we do.
How many brands of vodka do you have?
Lots. Tons.
How many heads are there?
Heads?
Bathrooms.
Two. I mean, there are two in the ladies' room and two in the men's room.
Is there a good sit-down?
That's the last piece of the puzzle. You brought that up.
Oh,
I'm real sorry. I got to be honest with you.
It's a part of my
It's
a part of my restaurant bar experience.
I have three brand new sit downs.
Is there a sink?
I have actually. There's only
if
one.
I'm in a tight spot. Is there a sink?
Yes, there's a sink. There's one brand new. It's I misspoke. It's two in the ladies' room, one in the men's room with a stand up.
So you do have one.
I have two sit-downs in the ladies' room and one sit-down and one stand-up in the men's room.
There you go.
And the thing that I don't have yet and that I don't think we're going to have will be the new partitions, a la the ones we got here, which is kind of bumming me out.
If you're sitting, so if I was sitting on the toilet, I have no privacy?
Yeah, we've got one in there. They're not the new ones.
No, but I mean, if someone was...
Oh, my God, yes, you've got partitions in there. They're old, and we're getting new ones.
I thought you were saying they were like...
No, you would just... you'd be saying...
An empty
what,
room?
Are they like a prison cell?
Yeah, an empty room that has a toilet in one corner and a urinal in another.
No, and the ladies' room has two new sit-downs and a new sink.
Ah.
Two new sinks.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And it's got, but the partitions are old and need to be replaced, and that's what we're waiting for. And that has been hardest thing to get done.
What's up with your stool?
The stools that we have in there?
Stools, yes.
Brand new.
Brand new stools?
Yes.
Nice.
Brand new chairs.
Brand new chairs.
Brand new tables.
Brand new tables.
Brand new carpeting, brand new tile.
And this was because?
Brand new television.
This was because all of these changes were because...
Where are you going?
Well, I'm wondering, you know, was there some agency that came into the prior management and said, you know, like
not.
One of those?
But
what was that restaurant downtown? The Big Wong?
No,
they were constantly closing down.
No,
so this is not
this was a, this was a,
not
this
the
was
case
a,
at O'Mara's Look Around Mike's Look Around Cafe.
This was a spruce up.
Yeah. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
This was a spruce up.
Okay, well, good, outstanding.
But I'm not happy with the partitions in the bathroom. I wanted those.
What else are you not happy about 7 days before opening?
Ed, not a question not happy. It's a question of things I'm going to fix.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to fix?
I got to put the TVs that I have. I have to lower them. They are right now sitting too high, and I want to bring them all down to
now. Why,
a more
why
reasonable
Hank? Why
level.
Are you doing this?
What?
Why is Hank doing this?
What do you mean, Hank doing it?
Well, I mean, or Hank or Mike.
Yeah.
Whichever name I'm using here.
Well, I mean, like, doing it myself? Doing it myself.
You're not doing it yourself?
No, I mean, we're gonna all do it.
You're going to order, as you say, even Hank ordered somebody to do that.
Well, I've done a little stuff in there.
So do you have a... Do you have
not a lot, though. Not a lot of men. You know, I like you. You know, not exactly thrilled with manual labor.
Do you have a restaurant team together?
Yes.
And your chef?
Brand new.
Chef and his background?
Culinary Institute of America.
Mm, I've heard of it. I've heard of it. I've not heard of it.
It's in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Really? What's his specialty?
His specialty? He's good at everything.
Do you serve shake and bake?
No.
You do not serve shake and bake.
I still need a good ice sculptor. No.
Well, this is just, like I said, it's funny, and I'll get over it now, because it's art imitating life, and it's life imitating art.
And I am nervous,
yeah, I know,
as anybody would
look
be.
Around cafe.
And that's why I don't want to put any pressure on you, but I want you to know that next week for your grand opening,
mm-hmm.
all of your friends,
mm-hmm.
we will all be there.
Good.
We will all be there.
St.
All
Patrick's
of us.
Day night.
Yeah. All of us will be there with our wives.
Yep.
We'll all come to support you.
Good.
And Rob is going to bring Julia and Robert.
Sure.
Since it's a family-friendly environment, I know that you'll
love... That particular night?
Well, Mike, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
It's going to be very busy.
There you go.
I'll get it better.
You tell the kids.
I'll get it.
You tell the kids Uncle Mike said they can't come this time.
They come for earlier in the evening for dinner.
Early in the evening.
We kind of switch over at about 10 o'clock at night. We go from being, that dinner venue to, an entertainment.
An adult?
Not adult in the way you're saying it.
Yeah.
Grown-ups.
Not
adult entertainment or anything like that.
Is there a...
It's just live music kicks up. And
after 10 at night,
gets a little...
is there a back room?
There is not a back room.
There is not.
Well, I mean, technically there is a back room. Okay, yeah.
So there is a back room.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
There is a back room.
Twist that around. Well, there's an office.
Okay, an office. Right. Does it have a desk?
Yes, it does.
It's a done deal.
That's an office.
That's a done deal. That's a back room. There you go. You know what that is, Mike?
Actually, it's got three back rooms.
You know what that is? Oh, my God. Then you're going to need a manager. Because you know what that is? That is unreported cash in your pocket every month.
I wish.
Every month.
Right.
Nice front that you're running a restaurant in the back. You got some action happening back there. Next things you know, you got...
What do you mean, like a dice game and stuff like that?
Yeah, hookers.
It's really not
dice.
That much room. It's a smaller back room than you might think.
Well, you don't need a lot of room for a hooker and for dice.
This is
not
true.
A lot of room.
This is true.
Imagine that. You're partying back there. And you just say, hey, boom, boom, boom. Another one of those bacon cheeseburgers right now. And then you're back there and you say, oh, and yeah, and also tell Mike to come back and do Jack Nicholson for me.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
You're not.
And when somebody asks, I don't know how well received it'll be at this point.
Okay, good luck. We're behind you.
I appreciate your support.
With the Look Around Cafe.
You have been a supporter of this, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We'll see you there.
For goodness sake.
You part of the wall decor is from you.
I hope that it works out. I mean, I hope that it's a huge success for you.
I'm 50-50.
That's good, because I'm really like 30-70. I'm just padding my numbers up to make you feel better. Really, it's more like 20-80. It's a tough business.
20-80 failure?
Yeah, no, 10-80.
Yeah.
10-80.
70% of all restaurants fail.
I am aware of that. Yeah. But how many of them have?
70% of all startups.
But hold on a second.
This would not be quite. This would not quite.
Now, hold on. See what you're doing there.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
You're slapping the name of a beloved national treasure on the front of a restaurant.
Well, and it's not a startup. It's not a startup.
Right.
It's actually, it's been up and running.
Established. Right.
So it doesn't count.
Just cleaned it up.
In that statistic.
You cleaned up what was there.
I'm very excited.
You tore out all the other stuff.
I'm very, very excited about
it. Gotcha. Okay.
It was a dream of my dad's.
Mm-hmm. So here you go.
So I'm very, very excited.
And what happens?
He always wanted to have an Irish pub.
What happens if it goes down in flames?
If it goes down in flames, SOL.
Mike, no, here's what I mean. Literally, you missed the
insurance.
Do you have insurance?
Yes, we do.
Do you have insurance? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you for thinking of that. I appreciate that.
I'm just thinking.
God, I hope that doesn't happen.
If it doesn't work out.
God forbid, if you
need a guy with a siphon, I do know how to siphon gas.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few talents that I learned when I was a kid.
Right.
I do know how to siphon gas, and, well, we don't even have to siphon it. We could just go right to the pump and fill up a can.
This would be, I think you've landed on something that finally made me really uncomfortable. Yeah, I don't like talking about burning the thing. No, they're very scary.
Only if it really goes bad.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
You'll be the first person
okay.
I know.
Let me know.
We'll be just crawling around like John Belushi at night.
Codename Matches. We'll call that our match game plan.
Well, strangely, now that we've discussed the possibility of failure, I feel strangely at ease.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Like a great burden has been lifted off of me.
Good. There you go. Well,
if it is a failure, you can rest assured it will be a public failure.
It won't be. Don't worry. You'll do great.
I'm very optimistic.
You'll do great because that's your life's calling. I do believe that.
I believe that, too.
I believe that.
One thing I've discovered during the whole thing is, I kind of love it.
Yeah.
I like being there. I like being involved in it.
That's good.
I like being involved in it when I don't have to be. That's the only thing that might disturb me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere down the road when you're off on a, like, cruise ship sailing the world or something, and I'm there with an apron on.
Yeah.
You know, in a tank top, you know, back there. Maybe I won't like it when I have to be there.
Ah, come on, you still
But I still dig it. I like it during the day. I like it at night. I like it all the time.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Anyway. You know, I mean, seriously, you know one thing about me. Where is one of my favorite places to be?
Las Vegas?
No, in a bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in a bar. Well, of course, there's a bar in Las Vegas. I think you're always happy in a bar anywhere.
I love being in a bar.
Right.
But it's a bar restaurant.
How many times when we used to be up in New York, you know, would you, you know, retire and
I know,
leave me at the bar?
I know, and you'd go, even the dumbest ones, the Hogs and Heifers. the most
buzzed. We have a great time
we
in
had
Hogs
a great
and Heifers.
Time
you
Hogs
go to
and
the
Heifers.
Biggest mook tourist traps in the world.
Right.
Well, congratulations. Mike, I wish you all the success of South of the Border.
Thank you.
And anybody who's driven on 95 knows what a draw that place is.
If I have that kind of success, I'll be a happy man.
Yes, you will.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK.
Mr. and Mrs. Jones, what brings you to couples therapy?
We don't communicate.
Really?
Yeah, ever since he tried 7-Eleven's new Southwest jalapeno and cheese griller sausage.
Is that true, Mr. Jones?
See, he's constantly eating that tasty Oscar Mayer griller sausage from 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, it's good, but come on.
Well, it sounds like he's talking, but you're not listening.
He's talking with his mouth full.
Try to hear what he's saying.
Good? Tasty? More? Yeah?
Yes. He loves the spicy jalapenos and cheese stuffed inside the Southwest griller. It's amazing.
Oh.
See, communicating is listening to Mrs. Jones.
The new Southwest jalapeno and cheese griller from 7-Eleven. It's a quarter pound of smoked Oscar Mayer sausage with a unique blend of smooth cheese and spicy jalapenos stuffed inside. Once you try one, you won't stop talking about it.
Oh, I think he just said he loves me.
No. He said you're sitting on his napkin.
Oh,
thank heaven.
At participating 7-Eleven stores while supplies last.
It's a great night of comedy on ABC Tuesday. The night kicks off with an all-new My Wife and Kids.
It's Polka Night!
That's Damon Wayans' Night with the Boys.
No women allowed.
Until his wife takes over.
If your cars all have a little hearty thing on them, that's good, right?
That shit, I'm cleaned up.
Good, because I ain't have none of that.
Now you ask for a woman.
Don't worry, I'll give you guys a chance to win it all back next week.
Then, on an all-new George Lopez, George's daughter is having trouble staying in school.
Mom could teach me.
Why should your mom be punished?
Now his wife is attempting the impossible.
Professional teachers couldn't reach Carmen. They're changing the slogan from No Child Gets Left Behind to She's Not Looking, Run!
And some wives tell their husbands everything.
You know Sheila.
Hey, Sheila, when's the baby due?
But if they only could tell when they're listening.
I already had the baby.
Are you sure? I thought I felt the kick.
Oh, you will later.
And all new According to Jim, followed by the new hit comedy, Rodney.
The fun starts tonight at 8 on Washington's ABC 7.
My husband and I, we were so excited about our experience there that we wanted to come back.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Lorraine Melton, talks about the Leo Diamond.
I looked at the Leo, and I literally jumped back. There is something very, very special about that diamond. I think the Leo diamond is the most brilliant. I get compliments all the time.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry's association with the artisans at Leo Schachter now offers you an exclusive, the Leo Artisan, with dimensions of optical perfection that establish a new standard for diamond brilliance.
Leos are probably the top-rated diamonds in the industry. There are no other diamonds like it.
The Leo Artisan. With a cut so unique it redefines diamond brilliance. Offered exclusively at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, your authorized Leo Diamond Jeweler.
It can only be Jared.
Jared, in front of Dulles Town Center, across from Tyson's Corner Shopping Center, at Towson Marketplace, outside of Rundle Mills Mall, and in front of Fairlake Shopping Center.
Purchasing a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage? Call Continental Mortgage, the home of the Express Mortgage, at 703-891-3900 for their no-hassle loan approval that can approve your loan with low or even no documentation. Short of cash for that new home? Try their no-down payment loan program. Want to save 45% on your monthly mortgage payment? Apply for Continental's interest-only loan and cut your mortgage payment in half. Even if you've recently refining it. You could eliminate mortgage insurance, consolidate a first and second trust, pay off credit cards and other old debts, or just cash out for any reason. Just call Continental. Continental has a scratch and dent loan program for the borrower with imperfect credit. Even if you've been denied elsewhere, CMC will get you into that new home. Call Continental Mortgage and apply over the phone at 703-891-3900 or online at cmcloan.com. Don't wait for rates to go up. Find out now about Continental Mortgage's no-hassle loan. Continental Mortgage, great rates and superior service. Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Call now and get your home appraised for free. 703-891-3900 or online at cmcloan.com.
Northern Virginia.